show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
So how Australian is this? Australia Day tomorrow.
Hit me.
I bought Lamingtons.
Yes.
Just supermarket Lamingtons, $2.50 for the little one.
Yeah, I found gluten-free Lamingtons.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's
a thing. I was stoked.
Yeah, right. Mm. My daughter's not gluten-free. I just bought the average Joe Bloggs kind of home brand. I think
little
they're
finger
worst
ones.
Brand ones, little finger ones or whatever. Yep. I gave one to my daughter because I think the desiccated coconut's always sort of turned her off a little bit. She doesn't like new things.
Mm.
And anyway, I said to her, you have to try it. Come on, you're 7 years old now. You've got to try new things. She took one bite and she's like, oh, my God, it's just like a cake. And I said, yeah.
It is a cake.
It's sponge, but it's Australian, man.
Are you mad, though?
Missing out on this.
Now you can't eat the whole packet.
Now I have to share the bloody Lamingtons.
You're an idiot.
Shot myself in the foot, man. Thanks for downloading the catch up. Enjoy.
How often do you get in trouble for snoring, Cliffo?
Oh, can't even throw her under the bus here, but it's probably the other way around.
Really? Oh, because your wife sleeps on her back.
Okay. My wife sleeps like a vampire.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. Like she'll come to bed and lay on her back and cross her arms and not move
like
all
she's
night.
In a coffin.
But she's a very deep sleeper, so she does snore a bit.
Gotcha. Because I get in trouble for snoring a little bit as well. My partner has explained it sounds like a kazoo is being played next to him.
Wow.
Yeah. Expert by the name of Dr. Sophie Bostock, who has come out with her advice on those who are struggling with their partner snoring. Solutions to get them to stop. Because normally when you sleep on your back is when it's the worst, because your jaw can actually relax and fall backwards and it restricts your airwaves.
That
and
makes
that's what starts
total sense
the snoring.
With Michelle. My
yes,
wife.
Exactly. And for me, my partner just kind of tries to roll me over. But I got really freaked out one night that he was trying to roll me off the bed. And I was like, what are you doing? So her suggestions are, first of all, there was one where you can put sticky tape over your mouth.
Oh, that's extreme.
And it encourages you to breathe through your nose while you're sleeping. But this one,
I know.
A bit extreme.
I'm a little bit just maybe we shouldn't be restricting any airflow.
Yeah, I agree. Well, this one might be more up your alley.
So anything you can do to keep yourself leaning on the side, some people find a line of pillows or even a tennis ball sewn into the back of your pajamas can make it uncomfortable to lean over onto your back.
So you every time you roll over, you roll onto the tennis ball and you're like, ugh, and you roll back to your side. But when I said this to my partner last night, because as I said, I get in trouble for snoring, I'm like, oh, there's a trick here. There's a sleep expert who says if you want to stop your partner from sleeping, a tennis ball can do the trick. And my partner Nev goes, what, do I just throw it at your head?
No. Quick game of fetch before bed. Really.
Tire me out.
Really tire her out, Nev. So. The Hit
Rank the Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
As Australian as a kangaroo in Double Pluggers, that's Madison Avenue. They were Australian, were they? Australian?
Yeah, yeah, kangaroos trying to jump in Double Pluggers, though. Woo! That'd be interesting.
Mate, what a sight to see, huh?
Mm.
It is Australia Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And the good folk at Chico Roll have brought out specially branded Chico Rolls, actually. It's got an Australian flag all over the packet. I posed with it. If you want to see it, we're going to whack that up at our Insta. Hit QLD Breakfast. But I put it out there because at the moment at Coles, they're doing $3 for a packet of four for Australia.
That is such a bargain.
I thought it's a bargain.
Yeah.
And I tested it out on the weekend. I found out that 12 minutes in the air fryer, you get the perfect Chico Roll.
Crispy on the outside. Yeah. And cabbagey on the inside.
Cabbagey and a little chickeny, little meaty flavour. There's not a lot of meat in them.
Yeah.
There's meat stock, I believe.
Yeah.
But I reckon 12 minutes in the air fryer, you get the perfect Chico Roll. However, on 13 10 60, Katrina has called up and wants to weigh in. Happy Australia Day for tomorrow, Katrina.
Happy Australia Day for tomorrow.
Now, you think Cliffo's doing it wrong, Katrina. How are you meant to cook the Chico Roll?
Yeah, for sure. 12 minutes is way too long to wait. If you actually put it in the microwave for a minute to 2 minutes, then put it in the air fryer for 6 to 8, you don't have to wait as long.
Cutting 4 minutes off. 6, 7, 8. Yep, my maths is right. I had to use it with my fingers then to figure it out. You cut your time down by 4 minutes.
So, okay, does it change the taste of the Chico Roll? Because I reckon the Chico Roll I had out of the air fryer was just as good as one I've had, like, deep fried before.
Yep. Well, we were doing it the same way, 12 minutes, and then a friend of mine suggested it to me, and we've got it down packed. It's awesome.
Perfect. Because you can't do microwave the whole way. It'll get soggy.
Yeah, no, it does. You've got to be careful when you take it in the microwave. It is a little bit warm, but it just softens it from being frozen, so you don't have to wait as long in the air fryer.
Extra 4 minutes. Imagine another 4 minutes.
If you didn't go 4 minutes off, you've got more important things to do on Australia Day than wait, so I love it.
All right. Well, Katrina, we're all big Chico Roll winners here, mate. Thank you very much for the call. All right.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
I was when I heard we had like someone who wanted to debate the Chico Roll thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was getting real prepared.
You're getting on your high horse.
We're just saving 4 minutes. I'm with you, Katrina. I'm an idiot. Alpha Bucks. All right. Your Alpha Bucks answer for Wednesday morning. We're playing again live on Wednesday morning is
horse riding. It reminds me of like Monty Python when they get the coconuts.
Yeah.
And they're like, and that's them riding a horse.
Horse riding. An answer for Alpha Bucks when it returns Wednesday morning at Hit Breakfast. Today, Gabby, is the biggest day of 2021 when it comes to chucking a sickie.
Which is so perfect because chucking a sickie is so Aussie.
So awesome,
and it's in the lead up to Australia Day, so you get a 4-day weekend.
Can't come in.
Makes sense.
Bloody crook.
I'm so sick.
I will say, though, experts have said most people have gone above board
and
they've taken like a day in lieu today.
An annual leave
or
day.
An annual leave day or That's a holiday boring. Day, or whatever.
Use gastro, it always works.
People will be chucking a sicky or if you're a male boss.
Period.
Yeah, I've got some girl stuff going on.
And if they
most
say.
Bloke bosses are just going to go, okay.
I got real heavy period, real heavy flow. They'll be like, no more, no more information, please.
I'm a little uncomfortable that you said that to me. It's not even true. But we are well aware that we were going into this show today with, I guess, not our usual sort of listener base, because most of our listeners come with
Props
people who are
asleep.
On the road, on the way to work,
totally.
Or doing the school run, school's not back yet, that sort of stuff. And I'm going to say, I reckon probably we've had the quietest day.
Mm.
Of the year.
Phones
so far,
wise.
Probably even taking in like the end of last year. Phones wise, just show wise. It's been really, really quiet.
Yeah.
So on 13 10 60, we want to put it out there. Is anyone listening right now? Are you listening?
Is there anybody out there?
Give us a call. Because we just want.
We just want to chat.
We want to chat. We want a little human interaction. And yeah. I'm convinced we have very, very few actual regular listeners this morning.
Yeah.
Because so many are out either chucking sickies or doing the right thing and taking a leave day.
We're feeling pretty lonely in studio this morning just talking to ourselves. So 13, 10, 60. Who's listening?
I'm going to put it out there. This is the simplest talk topic question.
You don't have to think of a story.
It's not 13, 10, 60. Does the tomato sauce go in the fridge or the pantry? None of that. No questions. Just 13, 10, 60. Are you listening at HIT? The thing is, this is the biggest day of the year. The weird work day between a weekend and a public holiday.
Yeah.
It's going to be the number one day for sickies.
Yep.
And legit days off as
like
well,
annual
too.
Leave. People actually doing the right thing. If it were me, I would have called last night and said I had gastro. Because no one ever questions gastro.
Lady troubles. Got lady troubles. Cliff, I'll go, okay.
I've got a female boss, though, so that ain't going to work.
Right, okay. You ring me, though. If you ever ring
that's
me and say
true.
That,
I'm like,
take a week off.
Take a week. 13, 10, 60. Who is listening this morning?
Because we figure this is going to be, like, we could probably just do whatever we want. It's going to be one of the lowest listenership days of the year. But, Shannon is here. Shannon,
buddy.
Are you listening, Shannon?
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. You're listening.
I'm always listening.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Why particularly this morning are you listening, Shannon?
Because I've just finished work.
What do you do? You're security, aren't you?
That's right, yep.
Shannon's called before.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, crime never sleeps.
What are you going to do for the rest of the day?
My mother-in-law just sold a house up on the tableland, so I'm going up to help her finish the yard work and bit of housework.
Good on you.
You're bloody legend, Shannon.
What a great day to do all that.
Shannon is listening. Thank you, Shannon. Emma is here on 13, 10, 60. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, how are you? Hi,
good, Emma. So what are you up to today?
I'm working. I'm that poor sucker that didn't get their time in quick enough.
You went to put it in, they're like, no, everyone else has got the day off. You've got to be skeleton staff.
Yep, so that'll be fun.
On that, Emma, producer Brooke, she's busy right now taking calls, but she did tell us this morning she has to send out an all-staff email.
Yes.
Letting everyone know what's happening on our show on a daily basis. And she got bombarded with out-of-office replies.
Not surprised.
No, not surprised at all. There's a few more here.
Yeah, I'm going to take, we'll go to Tian. Hey, yeah. Tian, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, Tian.
How old are you, Tian?
13.
Oh, do you go back to school on Wednesday?
No, Thursday. I'm lucky I'm in high school.
Oh, get an extra day.
Back for 2 days and a day off. Unbelievable.
So are you preparing for school today? You getting all your contact on your books and stuff?
We don't get our books until Thursday.
Okay.
All right, so it's just a day off for you.
So what are you doing today then, Tian?
Arts and craft.
Arts and craft day.
Yep.
What are you going to make? Pom-poms?
No, probably regain some drawings I made.
Oh, very cool. All right.
Should we take another one?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. 131060, Andrew, we're going to end strong with you. Are you listening, Andrew, and why are you listening?
Oh, I'm listening because I'm here on holidays, just on the way fishing.
Oh, fishing.
Bloody, how good's that?
Where are you going fishing?
Down near the casino.
So you Townsville or Cairns?
Townsville,
all right.
You going fishing on the reef? Oh, no, it's not on the reef near the shore, is it? It's near the casino. That ain't no reef.
He's fishing for the big win. He's fishing at the poker table and hoping to come up trumps.
Eric Banner lied to us, and it's all because, Cliffo, I am not very memorable. So we went through this last week when I discovered that Eric Banner had told me one thing and Aaron Molan another. You'd find Aaron with Husey, Ed and Aaron of an afternoon between 6 and 7 here at HIT. And she's been a sports reporter for a really long time, really quite well known now. But 6 years ago, we were both at the Bathurst 12 Hour. We both stalked out Eric Banner to try to get his attention for our respective jobs. And
out the front of a public toilet.
I caught him out the front of the toilet and got a photo with him. And when I asked, we interviewed him last week, and when I asked him if he remembered it, this is what he said to me.
I was no doubt a little bit focused on the job at hand. 12 hours is not an easy race. But I was lucky enough to do it a few times. But that's a blur. That's a blur.
That's a blur.
That's a blur. However, when Aaron Molan on Husey, Ed and Aaron asked him the exact same question last Thursday night, this is what he said about her.
I met you years ago. I was just a little pup reporter and I stalked you. It was actually probably highly illegal, but I got the interview for Channel 9 and I was so chuffed and my bosses were so happy. But then the whole joke was going to be that you wouldn't remember me. But you remembered me. This is amazing. That's all I have to say. Thank you so much.
I remember when you're doing something as amazing as that race, there's not much that you forget.
Not much you forget, hey?
Except Gabby Yogurt.
Except me. So I can only assume he lied to us in order to save my feelings. However, I'm really upset and I've been thinking about this over the weekend about how I'm not very memorable. So I've tracked down a guy by the name of Diedrich Gelderman, who's from the Body Language Australian organisation, who actually teaches people how to be memorable. And he joins us right now. Diedrich, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Oh, let me try that again. Sorry.
Maybe the phone's...
Sorry, Diedrich, how are you, bro?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good, thank you. Well, I'm okay.
What I like is we first heard about this on Friday, Deirdre, and Gabby's been so strung up on it, she's managed to bring it to Monday morning. But I think this is good. This is a good way to kind of close the chapter,
Gabs. Totally. So give us your tips on how we can be memorable in a social situation. What are the best ways to go about that?
Okay, so there's five things we're going to go through. But before that, remember that first impressions occur... And they're strong and they last. So you've got less than 2 seconds. So if you're walking in across a room, you've got from when they first see you walk in that door to when you get to them. And that's more than 2 seconds.
Wow.
So you've got to have a grand entrance. So you walk in with purpose, head up, chin up, shoulders back, erect. None of us walk properly most of the time. And I teach my clients that when you go through a door frame, pretend there's a piece of string from the top of your head to the door frame holding you up. And then, you know, use that door frame as a trigger every time you go through a door frame to stand, you know, better.
Stand tall.
Cliffo and I literally both just stood up way taller as you said that. We're practicing already.
I did too. And then you need to acknowledge them from afar. So you may smile, you may give them a thumbs up, you may nod your head, you may give them a small wave. So that buys you more time till you get to them. And then the last thing with the grand entrance is visible hands. This goes back to caveman days. If you've got your hands behind your back or in your pockets or, you know, hidden in any way, shape or form, the subconscious brain says, what are they hiding? So you've got to have your hands visible.
Okay.
This is good.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've made your entrance now, Deirdrick.
Yep.
What are your other tips, just real quickly, to be memorable?
So then you get to them and you have a great greeting. You look them in the eye and you look long enough to see the colour of their irises. You smile and then some form of touch, which can be hard with COVID now. But touch releases oxytocin. Oxytocin is called the cuddle hormone. So handshake, touch them on the elbow. I'm Dutch, so, you know, kiss three times, hug three times. Looking in the eye also creates oxytocin release.
Interesting.
So then the third thing is make them the star. Everyone in their head is saying, make me feel important. So you ask questions, you get them to speak. You use their name regularly. You find common ground, like, you know, do you like skiing? I've always wanted to try it, but I was too scared or whatever. Resist using a questioning tonality. So use a flat intonation or a downward intonation. Don't use an upward intonation. It makes you sound weak if you use an upward intonation.
Oh.
You stand in what's called presenter stance, a relaxed hands by your sides, equally balanced on both feet, head back, chin up, shoulders back, no jiggling.
Oh.
Right.
No jiggling. And then when they speak, you'd give them a nod to acknowledge that you're listening, or you'd raise an eyebrow to acknowledge that you're listening. And then point four is top, torso, and toes. So your top, your torso, and your toes point at the person that's speaking. So if you've got two or three people, you gently rotate your body, top, torso, and toes, to them as each one is speaking.
Yeah.
It shows respect.
I got to tell you, it's great information, Deirdrick. It's a lot to remember when you're leaving public toilet and you run into a Hollywood superstar at the bathroom 12 hour. But if you can remember all that, you are guaranteed, I reckon,
to be memorable.
We'll whack this chat up at our catch-up, hit.com.au, because I think there's some great tips
all of that, Cliffo and I were literally trying to do that behaviour, and it's doable. It's not hard.
Totally.
It's just practice so that you don't have to remember in the moment.
Anyway, Gab, make it muscle memory the next time you run into Eric Banner. Deirdrick Gelderman, he is from Body Language Australia. You've been so generous with your time. Thank you, Deirdrick.
My pleasure, thank you. Have fun. The Hit Breakfast Show.